1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the Republican impeachment case against him is baseless. ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill says a vote on it could come today.
Republicans on the Homeland Security Committee accusing him of willful and systematic refusal to comply with the law and breach of public trust over his handling of the border. Only one cabinet secretary has been impeached in U.S. history, but it wasn't over a policy dispute, making these charges unprecedented. Democrats outraged. Mayorkas has been working with a bipartisan group of senators to strengthen border security.
The White House says it's still weighing its options for a retaliatory move after three U.S. service members were killed in a drone attack in Jordan. The explosives-laden drone may have slipped through the base's security because it was mistaken for a U.S. drone, officials say. Israeli forces disguised as women and medical workers stormed a hospital in the West Bank overnight, killing three Palestinians. This is ABC News. Despite the six-week-long auto worker strike, General Motors now says its net income rose 12% last year to just over $10 billion. A former IRS contractor who admitted to leaking the tax returns of thousands of people, including former President Donald Trump, now sentenced to 5 years behind bars.
As she issued her sentence, Judge Ana Reyes said it can't be open season on elected officials. She even compared what this man did in stealing Trump's tax returns to threats made by some of the January 6th defendants that she's sentenced in her courtroom. And because he targeted a sitting president, the judge called Charles Littlejohn's crime an attack on our constitutional democracy.
That's ABC Stephen Portnoy in Washington. Philips now says it will stop selling CPAP machines, which help people sleep with sleep apnea in the U.S. It had to recall 5 million of them worldwide over issues with insulating foam that can break down, then be inhaled while the devices are being used. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A key committee of state lawmakers this week will take up a proposed $7.5 million matching grant as Wisconsin seeks to be a regional federal tech hub. Lisa Johnson heads the group leading the effort. She tells WISN-TV's Up Front that state approval is an important step.
So now the state's coming forward and saying, we do believe it, we agree, and we're willing to put money behind this.
The governor has to sign off on the matching funds by the end of next month. Vaping in Wisconsin is among the lowest in the United States, according to a new study. Research from Forbes Advisory ranks Wisconsin number 40 in the nation for e-cigarette use. Only 3.3% of Wisconsin adults tell the study they vape every day. The national average is 3.8%. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose to the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Denver Nuggets spoiled the debut of Doc Rivers with a 113-107 win over Milwaukee. But the new head coach says it wasn't the Bucks' defense that failed, it was the offense.
I told our guys, anyone who told you you couldn't play defense, lie. You proved that tonight. I thought tonight was an offensive loss.
In college basketball, a new AP Top 25. Wisconsin moves up this week to number 6 after beating Michigan State. The Badgers face the Cornhuskers in Nebraska this Thursday. Marquette now ranked number 9. 9 after a decisive victory over Seton Hall in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles are in Villanova, Pennsylvania to take on the Wildcats tonight, looking for their fifth win in a row. Baseball, the Brewers' new first baseman, Reese Hoskins, says he's looking forward to spring training next month, coming off a torn ACL last March.
I'll be stoked to get on the field, but just stoked to get down to Arizona and meet with this medical team and put a plan in place going forward.
That's the Brewers' Reese Hoskins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little freezing drizzle, maybe a few snowflakes, and then eventually just drizzle after the temperatures do warm a bit. But overall, it's going to be another cloudy, dreary day today with a high of 37. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Clearing tonight will drop down to 30. Tomorrow will be sunny, a bit breezy, and warmer with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor. Special thanks to Cheryl Digman and Gwen Collar, Fox City's Crisis Response Team, Domestic Violence. They're doing tremendously important work throughout the community. Whatever we can do to help them out, more than happy to do it. Switching gears right now to something a little more...
Big-time switching gears, which is... You know, but hey, look, when you live in a city this size, there's just a lot of moving parts.
Yep,
from
absolutely.
Domestic violence
to, we want to cover them all.
Some great entrepreneurs, and we have one sitting in studio today.
Ryan Ruzicconi, Riverside Pizzeria, originally from Iron Mountain. Iron River. But let me throw, was it really Iron River, or are you from Stambo?
No, it was really Iron River.
Really? Okay. All right. And it was, I'm trying to think of the other little enclave there where it's all Italians.
Caspian and Gasper.
Caspian and Gasper. We did a trip when I was at Channel 5. We did a trip to Hawaii, and we had two Italian ladies with us, both in their 80s. Lena and I can't remember the other name. They were just, it was always, okay, the bus ride, go, where's Lena? And I'd have to go, hi, Lena. Yeah, Johnny. Okay, yep. We're coming. Yeah. And then I'll never forget, I went to her at a store, and she was buying some Mac, one of them, and she had this coupon, but it was a different store. And she goes, oh, ma'am, I'm sorry, this is a different store. You can take, where I'm from, they'll take them all. It's okay. Where I'm from in Michigan, they take them all, honey.
Yeah, well,
it's
you're okay. In Hawaii, sister.
But this is something so exciting, Ryan. I mean, I'm a passionate, UW Green Bay fan, of course. You know, always have been. And so happy to see what Sundance is doing out there and seeing the crowds coming back. And finally, an NIL, name, image, and likeness contract, or for lack of better words, you got one right now. With a young man from Iron Mountain, Michigan, Foster Wonders, who transferred here this year. He's a great ball player. And talk a little bit about what you're able to do with him. I know you had an appearance with him the other day and everything. So go ahead and take it from there.
Yeah, so the appearance is actually coming up this Friday.
Oh, it's coming up.
So, okay, yeah, sorry. So this Friday night at the pizzeria from 5 to 7 p.m.
And you guys are located where?
We are at 2822 Ramada Way.
Okay.
In Ashwaubenon.
Yep.
And so he'll be there. He'll be shooting some free throws with kids on a little playset, mini basketball hoop, signing autographs, pictures. We'll be giving away some prizes, some UWGB prizes as well. So, we're really excited about that.
So this, we've all heard about this and read about it, and different schools. This is the first from Green Bay, and you... Tell me about the relationship, how you formed it, and what your expectations are. I think that's really great that...
And hopefully it's just the start.
Right.
So, we opened the pizzeria in July. Yeah. So this summer. And, the basketball program got going. It got off to a nice little start. Foster was at a different school. I think it was Southern Illinois. Yep. Transferred in. Obviously, I knew about him because, he's a UP legend, the all-time leading scorer, high school basketball scorer in the UP. And so we were excited he was coming here.
A guy from my old high school held that for like 50 years. Dookie Jacobetti.
Nice.
Okay.
What?
Dookie Jacobetti.
Dookie Jacobetti. Right.
You Italians are pretty tight. Anyway, yes.
There's a few Italians in the UP.
Just a few.
Yeah, yeah. And so I had, you know, we had done some sponsorship with UWGB, and we reached out to Jay Finnerty, who is kind of their media assistant AD for media and public relations. And it just seemed like a natural fit. UP kid, UP pizza place down in Green Bay. I mean, I don't think it could get it better than that.
Got a text right here. Love Riverside Pizzeria. Welcome to Ashwaubenon. I was telling these guys, I mentioned to you, first time I was ever at Riverside Pizza was November 1971. My brother helped move him to Iron River. He was going to take over the Montgomery Ward catalog store. And we had this pizza. And we had no idea. And it was cut into little squares. And I'd never seen that before. I thought, this is a really cool idea. Do they still do that?
Still do it.
That's because we always say that, you know, Americans are a little crazy with, you know, square box, round pizza, triangles. So you just cut it in squares. And that works. That's your thing?
Yeah, it's always been cut in squares going back 77 years, and we haven't changed that.
That's incredible that, you know, any business, you know, sustaining a business is tough. 77 years. I mean, obviously, partly to do with the management, but is it something special, secret sauce? What is it that keeps people coming back?
Yeah, it was started right after World War II by two World War II veterans. They developed kind of a bar-style pizza. So a thin cracker crust, sweet and tangy sauce. Like you said, cut into little squares, right? The cheese goes on top of the toppings. A lot of pizza places, it's the cheese and then the toppings. So that's unique as well, but it's really known for its sauce. And it's been passed on to, you know, the Fritz family owns it as well. And then, obviously, the Rezzaconis here own it here in Green Bay.
What kind of sausage do you use? Because in the UP, sausage is like a real delicate. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like it's all in the sausage.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's obviously an Italian sausage, but...
of which you will not disclose.
I can't disclose
the
rest of it.
You hear that?
Yeah.
This guy's got a lot of secrets.
But I will say the sausage and cheese pizza, the number one, as we call it, is the number one choice.
Yeah. Got this. I use a fork with pizza. Thoughts? Brian from Green Bay. You judge him? Yeah, I judge him. I got to. Sorry, Brian.
It says right on our menu, you know, pizza's supposed to be eaten with the fingers, but if you want a fork, we'll give you one.
Well, and going forward, just... How does Foster eat the pizza, right?
With his fingers.
There you go. He's your guy.
How cool is this with GB? It looks like there's a big resurgence right now. And to be involved with them on the ground floor. And, you know, people, if they don't understand the NIL, their guy's making $5, $6 million a year in college sports right now. I mean, this is just, you either get into that game or you don't, and you fall behind sometimes. I think this is important if GB wants to make that next step. These are the kind of things. I mean, it's just, you know, you could sit there and you say, oh, they don't deserve to make money if they're in college. I got to make all those arguments fun. All I'm saying is the way the game's being played these days. Plain and simple.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it's been good for us. It's been good for Foster. But I think it's going to be good for UWGB. You know, I've talked to their AD, Josh Moon, great AD. He's done a lot of good stuff in a short period of time there. But, you know, they've had other businesses reach out since this has kind of gotten some great attention. And I think that's great for not only the basketball program, but for other athletic programs.
And Ryan, I mean, you own the pizza place. It's a family, 77 years, but you're an attorney as well.
Yeah.
Did that help put this thing together? Because I got to believe there's a lot of moving parts to an NIL agreement.
A little bit. But, you know, the GB just launched their Fly with the Phoenix Collective, which is kind of runs the NLI portion for them.
Is Jesse Miller NIL. Involved with that?
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Jesse, great
He's
friend,
the director
Mike, great
of it.
Guy to
yeah.
have. Yeah.
Yeah, so he runs that's really their NIL portion. And so really it was reaching out to GB, then reaching out to that collective, which just launched, and they helped put it together. And so, you know, there was a little bit of negotiation here and there really between, you know, us and Foster, but, you know, that didn't take long. So a couple of UP guys fought, you know, negotiating.
But I think this is awesome because it's kind of win-win for you guys.
Right.
Put you guys on the map and Ashwaubenon. Helps put GB on the map that they got an NIL contract when it comes to recruiting and those sorts of things. I'd love nothing more than to see the Resch Center rocking again. You know, get 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people here for some of those games in there again. Help make GB basketball what it once. Because I'll tell you what, Jim and I were talking about, and this is always my theory. You know, you don't really realize it's winter until the Packers season is over. You don't have anything to look forward to, you know, every week. And when Green Bay basketball was Green Bay basketball, you want to talk about an event about twice a week. You know, if they were home, man, you had something so great to look forward to. I would love for them to get back to those heights.
Well, I think it's moving that direction. I was just reading that they had a great crowd. It wasn't a record crowd. John corrected me on that. But it was, it's picking up. I mean, I used to go there just because I like UWGB, and it was not a waste of money, but it sure wasn't great money spent. And it just seems like things are picking up. We love your coach. What are you launching, Foster? Did you say Friday? Because there's a game Thursday, right? Or when? Tell me how this gets launched. Like, does the public know about
this? Friday, right?
So the meet and greet is Friday. The GB does have a game on this coming Thursday, I believe. And they had a great crowd last week.
Yeah,
right.
That reminds me of when I was at
UWGB. Wait, you were there when?
I was there from 94 to 99.
Oh, you were there for the heyday.
Those were good years.
Couple,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, both for the men and women's basketball.
How about those games at the old Brown County Arena at times, huh?
They were full.
Oh, right. Man. I think they broke every fire record. It was incredible.
It was hard for students to get tickets.
Back. I know. Yeah. It was crazy. That was the event to go to.
Right.
Yeah, that was cool.
So what we've done to answer your question is we've been doing a lot of social media advertising. Foster's been doing some of it for us as well on social media. And, to kind of get out the story about the meet and greet with him this Friday. And get out the word.
Well, let us know so we can get that word out.
Is that
out
open
too.
To the public?
Open to the public.
Okay,
yeah.
tell me about that. I mean, and pizza's the number one fast food. Everybody loves pizza.
Right.
And yours is even more special with the secret sauce, which you're not going to tell us about, and the secret crust, which you're not going to tell us
secret
about,
sausage.
And the secret sausage you're not going to tell us about.
Right,
but
right.
You will tell us
is
about the event.
Is there any in the sausage? I just want to know that.
He's not going to tell
you that,
John.
We'll have that conversation
okay.
out there.
All right. All right.
Just look at the guy. He looks pretty tight-lipped.
This Friday from 5 to 7 is the Foster Wonders meet and greet at the pizzeria. The pizzeria is open 6 days a week. We open at 4 o'clock daily. We're up at 4 to 9. The only day we're not open is Tuesdays.
2822 Ramada Way.
Yes.
All right.
Outstanding.
That is going to be fun. And Johnny, we should go to that.
I would love to.
Okay.
I'd like to see you guys shoot some free throws against Foster. That'd be fun.
You got an old Ghani Miner here, buddy. I mean,
I'll pay John.
Boy, can he feel it. Didn't he average like 35 points a game in high school or something?
Yeah.
I mean, but his dad was a phenomenal player. His mom was a phenomenal player.
Yep.
You know, sometimes there's just a gene pool that all comes together.
Yeah,
exactly. It's like the Norgards.
Yeah.
You know, same type of thing.
I watched both of them play in UWGB, as a matter of fact.
Great era.
Yeah.
Was his transfer here, had anything to do with the NIL, or was that just, did that come after the fact?
No, that came after the fact. He transferred in, I don't even think I saw that he was here until right before the season started. Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of quiet, to be honest with you. It really was. But I remember a lot of schools going up to the UP to recruit him to check him out. I mean, he was big time.
Yeah, I think most of the Horizon League wanted him in high school.
So. I mean, he played on those top AAU teams of the Midwest, and he's legit. He's not just this little Uper kid who, whatever. He's a big kid.
Yeah, he had 19 against Oakland when they took over sole possession of first place. He was the high scorer,
No, so this is cool. Good for you guys, Ryan.
We as residents or people who support UWGB and live here, how can we make this work? Just buy more pizza?
I would love if you bought more pizza. Go to UWGB basketball games and not just basketball, support all athletics at UWGB.
Okay.
You know, there's from the soccer team, all the way down to swim and dive. I mean, it's a great athletic program.
Awesome.
You didn't party at all when you were in high school with the players, did you? Because they weren't supposed to party at all.
No, not at all.
John Martinez, none of my fellas.
No, it was all about the school.
Okay,
for sure.
All about the studies.
This is going to be fun.
Ryan Rosicconi, this is fantastic. Riverside Pizzeria, located in Ashwaubenon now. Meet and greet with Foster Wonders on Friday at
5 to 7.
5 to 7. Fantastic. Thanks so much for being here, Ryan.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Right. 2822 Ramada Way. We'll see you there.
Next time I'll have you explain what a YCon is.
That'd be fun.
Okay.
And we want that secret sauce.
Sandra Anchorage on us in the house. Back at us. A dreamer of pictures. I run in the night. You see us
together, chasing the moonlight. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Even when the weather outside is frightful, your energy bill could be much more delightful. Replacing drafty windows and doors can dramatically lower your energy costs. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's energy-efficient windows keep the cold outside where it belongs. You'll help kick the January blues when you choose to book by the 31st for 0% interest up to 36 months. You heard that right. No interest for up to 36 months if you book by January 31st. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Ryan Ruzicone from Riverside Pizza joining us. That was really great. Great stuff. Really love what he's doing at UW Green Bay basketball. Love to make Green Bay men's basketball, you know, relevant again, for the lack of better words.
Pretty cool that he's putting us on the map with NIL.
Absolutely. I got to stand up for a second.
Like, get some pizza?
Sometimes my artificial hip pinches. How's that an old guy thing?
Man, John, you don't look that old. But
no,
yeah.
It does. But, you know, I've got that big old artificial hip that sometimes it kind of like binds or something.
Okay.
That's something that nobody wants, that image, my artificial
no,
hip.
Not really.
Binding. Yes.
But I think we talked about this because I didn't know you had an artificial hip, but now you tell me that pretty much every week.
Yeah.
But that someday is going to wear out.
No, it won't.
No, I thought you said
it's
was like
plutonium or something.
No, I thought you said it was like a 10-12 year cycle. Didn't somebody tell me that?
Hey, if you're going to sit here and tell me I got 10-12 years, I'm good with that.
You mean in life or
yeah,
in your hip?
I'll take that right now.
No, let me sign on to that. No.
But I don't know. I thought it's for life once you get an artificial hip.
No, I don't think so.
I think it is.
No, I don't want to talk
about it. It's not like a set of tires.
No, I think it is.
I think it's not.
It's like a car part, and I think it eventually wears out.
I totally just, it's like space age metal. Yeah, it is. Because that metal's valuable. Because if you get cremated, they take those out and they sell them.
Right, but that's not going to last you forever. No, uh-uh.
Any medical people out there, help us out. Texas, please.
If you get an artificial knee, an artificial hip.
I say yes.
Doesn't it wear out like a car part? Like 10, 12 years? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it does.
A lot of us are hanging out with our originals. Hang on.
Because we were
better to
our bodies.
Okay, you said you won $10 from me to bring it down from $40 that you owed me for the games.
Yep, to 30.
Down to 30. Yeah. Let's put $10 on this.
Okay.
Let's put $10 on this.
Absolutely.
So you're going to be down to $20 that you owe me?
Or 40.
Or 40. Back to 40.
Yeah, no, take. So here's the question.
Will I ever have to get a new artificial hip?
Knee. Replacement
parts. I'm just talking about my hip.
Replacement parts for the human body.
Disagree.
Are they lifetime replacement parts? And I say no, that eventually, okay, Todd's like.
Todd says nope.
No, Todd's looking at me saying, you're right again, Jim.
No, he's not.
No, I think that's what he
said. Todd, what was that look?
That was like, you're right again, Jim.
Well, because I was looking at getting my knee replaced.
Yeah.
They wanted me to hold off for a little while because there's only so much life in a replacement knee. I would have to have another one.
There you go. That's a knee.
No. That's
all the same. There's a difference between a knee and a hip.
No.
Big difference.
Okay, I just. Thank you, Todd. I'll give you $5.
My medical people out there, help me out on this.
No.
Artificial hip, good for the lifetime, yes or no?
My medical people. I'll just read about it.
I did. You think I didn't study this before I did it?
No.
Because it wasn't like, I want to get this done again in 5 years.
Well, not 5 years, Johnny. I told you it's 10 to 12.
No. Nope. I got a lifetime warranty. I swear, I've got a lifetime.
You bought the warranty package?
It's the only time I've ever, because they're about to put it in, and they're like, hey, do you want for an extra whatever, to get a lifetime warranty in this?
Yeah,
parts and replacement, everything
so
like
this. So you went to the guy that tries to upgrade you
and get
your money?
I said, yeah. And I paid the extra $50.
Yeah. Okay, right on this. So
no, you're
down
not.
To 20. 20 no, means double or nothing on the game?
No. I'm not conceding on this.
We'll get somebody on here. Sandra, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I think the hips last longer than the knees.
Thank you.
The question is lifetime. Do they last
forever?
For my
lifetime, yes.
No. That's not play the tape, Todd. You do this all the time.
Did you Google it?
Switch it up. Well, we're going to get a doctor
I'm
going to
start working on that.
I mean, Google is Google.
We need an orthopedic. Where's Mark Husen?
There you go.
Perfect. Mark Husen. Where's Mark Husen?
Bell and drive-thru.
Yes, whatever Mark says, I go with.
Yeah, I'll buy that.
Okay.
I'm good with him. Okay. I think he's a pretty smart guy.
Okay. Yeah. Mark Husen, Bell and Sports Medicine.
All right.
Please give us a call.
Okay, we're transitioning to real estate.
Sandra. Did you get your haircut?
I did get haircut yesterday.
I like it a lot.
I'm not quite hatched this morning. I'm a little tired.
What? Really? What's wrong? Stay out last night?
Go do out I ever stay out?
I coffee? Don't know what you do.
Did you get coffee?
Who knows what you do?
Yeah, you
did. I had tea. I'm a tea girl.
Healthy. Your hip will last longer.
Hey, did the lady, did they cash the coupon or take her coupon?
I think they actually did. I think to get rid of her.
I was cracking up.
50 cents.
True story. Out there.
I totally believe it, and I can totally see it.
Oh, yeah.
Those Upers, they Lena hang on to every penny.
Oh, I can't remember the other ones. They were two little Italian ladies from the UP, and they were just
I can just see it.
Incredible.
And I can see the person going,
ma'am.
Okay,
no,
I'll
ma'am,
take it. We're good.
Okay, then I think she did just, okay, ma'am. You know what? You're, okay, fine.
There's,
just,
nine, there's nine people in line. Yes. All looking at their... Yeah.
And I'm like at the end of the thing, no, Lena, just go. It's okay. It's okay. Let's just come out. No, Johnny, I got the coupon. I cut it out.
Yeah. For real? Was her name Lena?
Yeah.
Oh,
she was sweet. They were two of the sweetest, nicest. But I was, and I was going, okay. Hey, ladies, the bus ride. Yeah, Johnny, we'll be there pretty soon.
I can. What are the jokes in the UP? Is it Lena and Oli? Oli?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lena,
don't get them started.
Yeah, you don't want to get started.
No, that will be here till tomorrow.
And we'll be off the air.
Right, it will be off the air. Hey, I want to give you a compliment.
Me?
Yeah, not you.
No.
Sandra, you had your guest on and talked. She talked about this is a good time of year to start the decluttering process.
Yeah. She's so great.
She was interesting.
She's wonderful.
You know what? She actually inspired me. I actually started doing some stuff.
Not just Johnny, but I think other people. I've talked to other people and they're like, you know what? Like, because it's a little bit of a lull right here. I mean, the weather's good.
It's a great time to do it.
It is.
Yep. It's the perfect time
one
to
room
do it.
And right to Goodwill or to wherever you guys take your stuff. I mean,
or even like just one drawer. I mean, honest to God, just what I mean, you can feel empowered like just by doing one drawer.
You don't need six spatulas.
No, you
know?
Don't.
And just that one drawer that, we
have so much stuff that we don't need and so many people could use it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I cannot find though? I get a feeling I might have decluttered one time and threw out my Actor of the Year award from Asabi Community College.
Oh my gosh.
Because I got to find that. Because with Oscar,
so that's
going to
be worth 10, 12 cents.
It was based on, it's not the monetary, Jim.
It's just,
It was based, on the actual Oscars. They made these things just like Oscars out of plaster Paris and then spray painted them gold. So it looks exactly like I received an Oscar. And I wanted to bring that in to prove that to you.
How do you mistakenly throw that out?
I don't
know. It's buried somewhere.
I know, but I've moved so many times. I always move in, it seems like. Leave stuff and I lose
stuff. I have a friend who was organizing, and her husband had all these trophies. Like he's a big sports guy back in the day. Anyway, she was like, "Whatever, I can't get rid of him, so I'm just gonna spray paint him." So she spray painted all of his trophies so they were more architectural.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I don't know about that.
How did that go over?
Not well.
Oh. No.
He came home and he's like, what the?
Yeah. Wow.
Like, hey, it's that or the garbage. Well, but still spray painted.
We talk about decluttering and your house just looks better, feels better, but it is tough. I mean, I've got a ton of just stuff over the years. And
It's like, called living. It's you just accumulate.
No, I'm talking
you
about
accumulate.
Just awards, things, plaques that kids gave you, schools, and my kids don't want it. But I have a tough time throwing that out. And you're not going to give that to Goodwill. I mean, nobody
but
wants anything.
But you don't have to throw everything out, right? So but there are things like the six spatula thing.
Right.
So, I mean, like 10 sets of sheets. Do you really need 10 sets of sheets? So, I mean, there are stuff, keep it. Like, I have stuff from when I was, like, we were in a car accident when I was really little. I have a box of cards people made when I was 3.
Right.
I'm not throwing that out.
Yeah, I got to tell you something funny. I just read this book about New York, about thing, and it talked about Ed Koch. Remember the mayor?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And it talked about he had a very unusual office because all the shelves and the walls weren't filled with stuff that people had given him. It was like the only mayor had said that isn't his thing is just completely cluttered with things. Yours was like that. You had like a wall of fame, though, in your office.
I had way too much. I mean, just, but people give, they're great. And they, it means a lot to them, especially when you get the international visitors in and just, but anyway, you got to get rid of that
clutter.
Stuff.
Well, that,
well,
I don't know.
You should see my house. It's clutter.
We got to set a quick break. Sandra Rank inside the house with Sandra Rank Real Estate.
Good morning.
After this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose. Yeah. I mean,
we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's a theme we're noticing in a lot of our winter conferences. Data, data collection, data sharing, and the story of sustainability. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food news as we get started on a Tuesday morning. Tim Trotter is the CEO, Executive Director of Edge Dairy Cooperative and the Dairy Business Association. He said one of the reasons why you're hearing so much about data collection and data sharing this winter is because it's such a critical component to keeping the trust of not only our food partners, but our consumers.
Know your data. Your data is your friend because the majority of farms, the vast majority of farms, are very sustainable. The problem is we have a story, but we don't have data to share.
Right.
Just tell me how this happens. And we see it happening in communities. You go up into Kewaunee County where, dairy farms were, looked as the big ugly machine up there. Now we have a really good rapport because those local farms are sharing their data with their communities. They're seeing better regulations. They're seeing more connection, and the marketplace is responding to it. We have brands wanting to see the data on farms as a way to leverage more value back to the farm.
Tim Trotter, he is the Chief Executive Officer for Dairy Business Association and Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. He says you are going to continue to hear more and more about the data you generate on your farm and trying to safely share that with your vendors so that the consumers remain trusting of Wisconsin farmers. Well, how much do you trust the numbers as we get started on a Tuesday morning? Had a pretty good day again yesterday as far as our dairy product prices. I'll give you the latest update next. Fabulous Farm Babe, glad to be joined in studio today by Doug Munson. He is the gentleman that is working in conjunction with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board to make things happen here in the state of Wisconsin. What starts in Wisconsin can have a ripple effect across the United States.
That's what we always hope for, is what are those ripple effects? You know, for every dollar that's invested, it's a return of $12.34. You know, how those investments really bring value, they can be debated or they can be looked at in many different ways. Biodiesel brings, I think we say over a dollar now, years ago before inflation, we'll say it was 63 cents to a bushel of soybeans that brought that value. Whether it's 63 cents or it's a dollar, it's a dollar 34, which we've heard as high as that amount. That's a huge amount of value to your bushel of soybeans. So those are the things that are ripple effects, right? That can start in Wisconsin or sometimes at the national level, but have big, big impact in the world of soybean.
Doug Munson, in studio with me on behalf of the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the financial driving force behind our research that's done here in the state of Wisconsin. For more, pop on over to cornsoyexpo.org. Not a bad day in dairy yesterday. Barrel cheese went up 8 cents to 155. 40-pound block cheese up 7 and a quarter at 161. And AA butter, another 4 and a quarter higher, 280 and a quarter. March corn's down a penny. December new crop unchanged at 474. March soybeans are up a penny. November new crop at 1179. And July wheat's unchanged. I'm Pam Yonke.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
A little freezing drizzle, maybe a few snowflakes, and then eventually just drizzle after the temperatures do warm a bit. But overall, it's going to be another cloudy, dreary day today with a high of 37. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Clearing tonight will drop down to 30. Tomorrow will be sunny, a bit breezy, and warmer with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Now, Inside the House with Sandra Rank of the Sandra Rank Real Estate Collective with Keller Williams.
Hey, welcome back. Mano and the Mayor here, 734.
I like that new name. Looks, sounds good.
Oh, that Real Estate Collective?
Yeah.
That's like all encompassing.
I know, I like it too.
It's awesome.
Sandra Rank in the house, and you brought us a little handout thing here, which
is
shockingly eye-opening in regards to the median home price in Brown County over the last 5 years.
Right. So 2 weeks ago, we did a state of the market real estate update for Brown County. And I wanted to bring this information in and share it with everybody else. We had a great turnout and the people were genuinely surprised by the information. Now, this is stuff that we look at all the time, every day when we're doing our pricing, when we're talking about market conditions. And I think it's really important for people to understand the big news in the real estate market. Like right now, you're hearing all over the country how it's the worst year since 1995 for sales. Well, no kidding. We literally have nothing to sell. So I wanted to dissect the market and look, why is that happening? What is happening? So how you do that is you look back to, like, what was the big change in the last couple of years? The pandemic. Everything since 2019 forward changed so much. We changed how we live. We changed how we work. We changed what we want. So much has happened. So to understand the real estate market today, you have to go back to look at it, what it was in 2019. So when people hear, and you guys were just saying, this is unsustainable, these prices are unsustainable, I'm like, yes and no. I don't agree with you because it's all based on available inventory. So let's just talk about, first of all, some key numbers and then some key demographic shifts that are happening right now that you can't ignore because it's part of the equation. So for right now, the median price in Brown County in 2019, the median price was $179,950.
So basically,
$180,000.
Basically, yes.
Which, right? Remember that?
$180,000, you still get your nice house.
And again, this is 2019.
Right. That's the year I got my new hip.
Okay, so we got 10.
And I'm going to preface this with a typical price appreciation in Brown County is 2 to 4%. That's typical in our market. We are up 75% since 2019. Right now, the median house price is $315,000.
From $180,000 to $315,000.
Correct. And that was for 2023. So then again, like, look at this and comparing this year over last year. The price has gone up 14% in 1 year. So now I feel like prices are leveling out simply from an affordability standpoint. We can't have that sharp escalation. Like I could venture to say, I mean, haven't been around forever, but a long time. That level of a jump, that's something you see on the coast. We don't typically see that here. So that's a big situation. The other thing to think about is the available inventory. So when I say we have nothing to sell, I truly, in 2019, at this time of the year, so it's like it's apples to apples. So this time, you know, January of 2019, we had 777 houses. This year we have 321. Our inventory is down 60%. So we just don't have houses to sell. And part of that is driven by most of the people that owned houses in 2019 paid, you know, 179 or less because they've been in those houses for a while at that point. Almost everybody, we've talked about this before, 40% of people don't have a mortgage, but the 60% that do, 95% of those people all refinanced. So A, they have lower prices. B, they have a really low interest rate, which is a perfect combination for we're not moving. So, and I want to also kind of go into a little bit of a price strategy break or like a price bracket breakdown, because I also think this tells you a giant tale or story, not tale. So houses, and I'm comparing this to the 2019 numbers, okay? So I'm just kind of telling you the tale of two markets. When you go from zero to 300,000, that's the majority of the sales in our market. That market is down 57% in sales.
It's incredible.
57%. All right. Now let's look at the market, 300,000 to 500,000. It's up 200%. We look at 500,000 to 1 million. It is up 417%. 1 million to 2 million, 300%. And interestingly enough, now we have an above $2 million market. We never really had that before. It's up 400%. But that means there were four sales, right?
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
It's not like
from
we have all these sales. Yeah. And when you talk to people like a million to 2 million, yes, it's up 300%, but we had 18 sales. Okay. 500,000 to a million, we had 305 sales.
What does that take? Because that's the one that really jumps. Say 2019, there were 73 houses sold in Brown County between half a million and $1 million. How did that get from 73 to 305 in basically a couple of years?
The baby boomers.
Ah.
So that's the second part. That's the second part of the, actually the third part of the story. The third part of the story is what is going on with demographics. So there's something really interesting happening right now. You have the baby boomers and Gen X, which is everybody sitting at this table. All right. That's one group of people. Those people would typically, prior to the pandemic, be thinking about moving right now. They'd be thinking about downsizing. They'd be thinking about moving. When the pandemic happened, a lot of those people were like, yeah, we're not going to get stuck in some small place. We could have another pandemic. We're going to do in-home healthcare. We're staying here as long as we can. Every set of parents are the friends that I know. Their parents are staying as long as they can. Okay, so this is like a big inventory jam. Now we have the millennials. So the millennials are doing, did everything later, right? So they just were like never going to buy a house. They were going to be footloose and fancy free. Well, now they have kids and they're in their mid to late 30s. They're like, yeah, I think we need a house. They are the people buying houses in droves right now. Then we have Gen Z, who is like doing everything early. So they're buying houses in their early 20s. Gen Z and the millennials outnumber the Gen X and baby boomers. So we have this big, weird situation going on where all these people are sitting in their houses not selling, all the younger people trying to buying. Oh, and the people, the zero to 300,000, those people aren't selling because they really can't afford to move.
There's no place else to go.
Right. So the average income in Green Bay is $75,000. That's an average household income. That means the average person in Green Bay can afford about a $300,000 house.
Okay.
That's why that's the biggest bulk. Like, that's the biggest sale category, right? They're not moving. So we have all of this stuff happening, people wanting to purchase, and we have very little inventory. How is that going to unlock? Prices probably aren't coming down. Building costs aren't coming down because there's just nobody to work in the various industries that support it.
Yeah, I am, and you've failed in getting me a job as a laborer for home building. But go ahead.
I know.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I feel like what unlocks the inventory, the affordability piece, is there's the two opportunities in the market. They are creating housing where the baby boomers, Gen Xers, want to move to, and then creating housing, affordable housing, that people can afford to buy if people aren't going to be moving. And then the third thing is the interest rates. As the interest rates, as we were talking, they're stabilized. And again, nobody can predict this. People that were predicting stuff last January were so flipping wrong by the end of the year. But looking at the information we have right now, it looks like, according to what the Fed is, Jerome Powell is saying, stabilize, likely going to be coming down. And it is also a big election year. Typically, interest rates usually historically come down in those time periods. So interest rates are a real key to helping with affordability. It's one of the only levers we have to move. Housing prices likely aren't coming down because of all the things we talked about. Simple supply and demand and demographic shifts that usually happen that aren't.
What's the solution?
What I just said, we have to think about out of the box. You need to be thinking about housing out of the box. And I think not thinking about it like, well, it should be doing this, or where you have to meet it where it's at. I think there are people far smarter than me that are talking about, and I have clients that have that invest, or like, hey, can we invest in like a housing area, like a new way to do housing?
Well, that's because you're looking again, 2019, which seems like it was yesterday, 180,000. That same house now is 315,000. I mean, yes. This right here in black and white smacks you in the face as much as mm-hmm. anything as far as what's happened. Isn't that incredible?
But yeah, it is. But a couple things that she talked about, really three major components of the situation that we're in right now. But inventory will bring pricing down, supply. And how are we doing on that? I mean, what are the, I teach a class, we talk about leading economic indicators, and a leading economic indicator is building permits. That tells you how the economy is going to go, right? If they're usually pull 200 and there's 800. So how, down at City Hall and people pulling, are these plots being developed? I mean, there's still a lot of land in Green Bay.
Okay, so let's talk about that. So I was just talking to the WRA, the Wisconsin Realtor Association. One of the things, I'm on one of the boards there. One of the things that they talk about with affordability is the development of land and the high cost of development of land. So like on average, like right now in Brown County, it's $35,000-ish for utility costs, just for improvement cost. So when you're developing land, you have to have, it's so expensive. That's why you're not seeing a lot of land development because it's cost prohibitive. Banks aren't lending on it, and people don't have the depth to do it. A great person to talk about land is Pat Caster. She's been around for 100, I mean, she'll be offended, but maybe not. But she's been around for a long time. She's been working since the 60s in real estate. Yeah, she's an incredible font of knowledge and develops a lot of land.
She does.
But it's slow going because it's so cost prohibitive. So So municipalities have to work with land developers, and that's what the WRA is involved in right now, is how can we bring the cost to develop land down? There's so many permit costs that are out of control, and the permit costs vary from municipality to municipality. There's no standard. There's no, it's so different. So development costs are way down. There aren't a lot of lots available. Yes, building is still really strong, but building is strong from baby boomers who can afford to continue to do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at a starter house. Yeah. A starter house, I'll use myself as an example. In the late 90s, that was $100,000. It was 1,800 square feet, 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths.
I was thinking about that last week. I drove past Edison. Wasn't it by Edison?
Yeah, right across.
Yeah.
Right across the street. Now, that house today would be $425,000.
Wow. Got a text here. Sandra is so fun to listen to. Very knowledgeable. Great weekly segment.
Thank you.
We talked about it when you got here this morning. A lot of real estate is based upon percent of income.
Yes.
And it's a little
scary. What you can afford.
It's a formula of 28%, 30% of your income should go to housing. Ideally. And there's just been an article recently that many people, which is really scary, are spending 50% of their income. So two things, I mean, right? It's just a...
Well, if you're including property tax in that, I mean, that's...
Well, when you hear, when I listen to like the different forums that I listen to, one of the things that right now, home affordability has really not, it affects people that are trying to get into the market.
Right.
It doesn't really affect the people that are in the market, like us. We own a home, right? So
got that one to sell, that makes such a big difference too.
Hear me out. So affordability,
no,
home affordability.
No, I'm not going to hear you out. I'm the authority.
Where, I was going to say that.
Where you're going to see,
thank you for saying that.
Where you're going to see impact homeowners are two areas. Increased taxes, increased insurance rates. So those two things are going to start to affect people that own homes that are totally fine.
Because the property taxes and things like that
increase,
will get so high
in vacation areas, especially.
Right.
And now on the coast, like insurance, like in the coast areas, some people don't even have it anymore because they can't do it.
Don't have what anymore?
Insurance.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That is not a good idea.
I know, but it's reality.
Right. You can't afford it. You can't afford it. I understand
So back
that.
To, we're lucky in our area that typically people can do a house at 28% to 30%. You don't ever, ever want to be house broke if you can avoid it.
Oh, no.
So
not fun.
But people who are baby boomers, they kind of do want to get out of their house. There's just no place to go.
They don't have a place they want to go to.
Right. And John and I talked about we're going to buy a bunch of land up in like Nugani.
Go off the grid.
I've never been there. And it's going to be,
been there.
It's just going to be lots and golf carts and weed.
Okay. I don't know where that one came from.
John, it was your idea.
Wow.
Mark that for a promo.
That came out of left field.
Mark that for a promo.
If you could have seen my eyes right now, especially coming out of Jim's mouth.
Of all the things I wasn't
expecting.
Now,
John's mouth, I can imagine.
But wow. Geez.
It's legal.
Oh, we got to set her a quick break here. Not soon enough.
Oh, my God. She held him up and he held her for ransom in the heart.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mono the Mayor here. WGBW 97.9, 98.3 FM, WSS, and of course, the Civic Media app. 35 degrees in Green Bay, 37 in Appleton, 34 in Oshkosh. Joined with Sandra Rank, Sandra Rank Real Estate Collective with Keller Williams. Fascinating stuff you brought us, Sandy. And when you see it on paper like this, it just kind of smacks you right in the face. Like I said, the one that just jumps out at me, 2019, which seems like it was a minute ago, $179,950. So basically, $180,000 house. 2013, $315,000.
Same house.
2023. Okay, so here's another fun number for people. So most people don't realize how much real estate sells in our market. So you guys, I'm cheating because you have the number, but if you didn't see this number, what would you guess that would be?
Which one?
Like the number, like what's the total volume of all of the real estate sales in Brown County?
I'd guess around $834 million.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
But I don't know. Do you have the number?
I do. You're a savant. It's $834 million, basically $835 million.
Yeah.
But isn't that's a lot of real estate?
It's a lot of money,
right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of real estate. I mean, we do a lot of business here. We are no
Sandra,
small
one
shakes.
Thing that jumps out at me though. Okay, you're talking about the $500,000 to $1 million homes.
Yep.
2019, 73 were sold. 2023, 305 were sold. You know what's the
Baby boomers have cash.
Okay.
Baby boomers are the reason that the market didn't tank, to be 1,000% honest with you. So like right now, baby boomers are paying cash for stuff because they can. And now it makes a little more sense because interest rates are higher. Back when the interest rates were lower, it really didn't make sense.
And just generally, a baby boomer would be between the ages of...
End of the war, right?
50 and 70? Well,
62 to 80.
62 to 80, okay.
Yeah, 62 to 80. 81, I think, is the cutoff.
Okay.
I'm just a Gen X and I'm 58. So anyway, that's that age. But those people have tons of cash. And my generation, the Gen Xers, we have cash too. We saved. Like, we're kind of old school. So that's what's driving that. Those people can afford to build what they want in spite of it being whatever the cost it is. They're like, you know what? We've worked hard all our life. This is what we want. We're doing it. Those are the people buying the second houses, sometimes the third house. Those are the people helping their kids because they're like, you know what? We've talked about this in past shows. We're not going to wait till we die to help them. We're going to help them when it makes a difference. And right now, helping someone accumulate a home is a huge benefit to them. So that's that number.
And I still say, you know, from zero, obviously zero to 300,000, 27% drop. That's amazing in 3 or 4 years. 27%. And that would be right in the wheelhouse of most people, really.
No, it's a 57%
drop. Or 57% drop. I'm sorry. 57% drop.
In sales.
In sales is incredible.
Right. So when you hear, oh, we only had the worst amount of sales since 1995. You know what, Sherlock? Blank,
yeah.
Sherlock. Because we don't have stuff. We can't sell stuff we don't have to sell.
Right.
Do you think that if this isn't going to get better, and I think it will, but let's say it's not, are you going to see us just living differently? Couples living with other couples?
We already are seeing it. You're already seeing it.
But
you have multifamily.
But there's
people,
some rules.
Generational living. We are already seeing it.
There's some laws against that. I mean,
I thought we were saving that for a commune.
No, that's going to be cool up there. This is going to be a little bit different, Johnny.
Okay.
I've had some ideas.
Right.
No, I'm talking about in the city of Green Bay, you are not allowed to have non-related people all living in one house, right? I mean, I should... know this, but I think I do.
Okay, that's your jurisdiction.
Well, I'm just saying, though, I think we have to give a little on some of these policies.
Because I think we have to think out of the box.
Yeah, because there's domestic, there's families, you know, generational families, mom and dad, and with the kids and the grandkids. That I get that. That's always been around. But there's something with square footage and non-related people. And maybe
there is. Yeah.
Well, but maybe we have to give a little on that to allow people to young couples.
To be honest with you, unless there's some kind of an issue or some kind of a problem, I think everybody would just look the other way.
Right. I think people are already doing that.
Yeah. But I agree.
The law is the law, though.
I understand that. But, you know, if you don't get a police call, who's going
to
know?
I think they have bigger fish to fry, to be honest with you.
But let me ask you this, Sandra. Let's say somebody, you know, lived in their house for the last 40 years.
They have so much equity, it would blow their mind.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying is, when they sell that, they have such a huge, big old piggy bank to put down for that down payment, for the whole thing, that their mortgage rate could be really low. So they're in the driver's seat, correct?
And again, that's the boomers and the Gen Xers.
Okay.
So, John, you're not going to, let's say you sell your house and it's, I don't know, 2,500 square feet. Where are you going to replace that with that money? You're not.
Well, I know, but you're making so much off of
what you owe. You have a big down payment is what he's saying.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Yeah, okay.
Which is true. The only time you can really benefit by this market right now is if you're exiting the market. Like if you're leaving the market, happy day.
But
otherwise, you got to have somewhere to live, right?
Yeah.
But you do have a much larger down payment because you have so much equity.
But there are some great places to live in the United States. I mean, they talk about the 10 best places.
Or internationally, like Maria talked about.
Oh, right. International.
That is a more of a trend that people are living abroad because it's so much more affordable for them to do that.
Right.
So interesting.
There are all kinds of options. Trust me.
I love how you broke this down. I mean, we're looking at like right, you know, face to face here. Mm-hmm. And when you see these numbers, it's like, oh my Lord, that's incredible.
Right. I just think it's important to understand them because then you understand. You don't get nervous when people say, oh my God, it's the worst housing market. No, it's not.
But what would you suggest if there's a couple and they've lived in their house 45 years and it's like, you know, I'm tired of the property taxes. You know, Bob's got a new hip. He can't do the snow blowing anymore.
I have this all the time. Every day I have this. Number one, thank God you're talking to a real estate agent because sometimes older people especially are so nice. The neighbor will say, oh, my daughter can't get a house.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll sell it to the... And they leave like... I've had people leave $100,000, $200,000 on the table. I'm like, huh. Yeah. So just you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
This is not, yes, you could sell it like tomorrow by putting a sign in the ground. But guess what? You do not know what you do not know. And this is not, you're not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah.
So you need to know the landscape. You need to talk to a good real estate agent.
And you're not
agent.
Being a mean person by saying, well, let me just check with a professional first.
You got to take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
Look out for yourself and knowledge is power. This is a really fast market and it changes. Like pricing right now isn't the pricing of last year. It's not the pricing of 6 months ago. It's tempered a little bit.
Wow. But I do think it to sit down with someone like you and talk about options that you kind of grew up here. It's like, well, East Side, West Side, Ledgeview. I mean, there's other places to live in the United States that are awesome.
Yes.
I mean, the taxes are lower and those.
There are places to go. It depends on what your personal situation is.
You get into a college town where they got some free theater and there's a lot of great cities in this country. And I think sometimes at 62, 63, it's like, hey, look, we've been here our whole life. Let's move. And I don't know what the deals are. I mean, now it's up to you to find it. But I just think, you know.
Every situation is personal.
Right.
And sometimes talking to a professional takes the stress out of it because then you have a plan.
And it may take a year or something, but start talking about it.
Might take two or three.
Right.
Sandra Rank, this has been fascinating. This is really good stuff.
You're welcome.
This is very
cool. Thank you for the opportunity
to share. I just
got
educated. This was great. Always fun having you here.
Good to be here. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.
Have a good day, everyone.
Fun show today. This has been great.
This is great. We'll get that hip thing done tomorrow.
Yeah. We're right. I'm telling
you. I need the money.
All right.
Okay.
We got to go. Back in tomorrow morning. Mother of the Mayors. See ya.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
If
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry